America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Rise and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
Well, good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, September 29th, 2024. And we welcome you here the last Sunday in September. We thank you for joining us. And boy, looking at current events, I hope you're prayed up this morning. I hope you, we say it every Sunday, but, you know, every Sunday it means it more and more. We move more and more into the time and the need to be prayed up. We continue to start with the pistol prayer. We see it being answered. This is not the first prayer of the morning, I can tell you that. I hope it's not the first prayer of your morning either, but I hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray, and with thy authority we say, DC sorcery cease. Satanic strongholds release. Baals be broken and bound. With all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen. Well, we are in the fall, setting record highs out here in the West. I can tell you that. That's the forecast this weekend. Record highs with a cold front coming Monday. But that's kind of how fall is. Want to let you know we've got the Dragon Slayer newsletter on the presses. We are printing it, volume 10. I think you're going to enjoy it. I think it's another home run. It's the third and final part of Colonel Moore's Firearms and Freedom, foundational teaching messages that truly are needed today. And, you know, we've had a very good response from the part one and part two of that Firearms and Freedom. And so I think it's hitting a nerve. There's so many new people, so many people that even if you've been on the ministry 10 or 15 years, maybe you are just getting to know Colonel Moore and his writings and these type things. But they truly are prophetic, and they're for today. Well, this morning I want to start out with a 30-30, right? Do you have a 30-30? I don't have one. Not in that sense, but most of the time when you say 30-30, you mean one thing. But we want to go to Isaiah 30-30. Let's start there this morning. Isaiah 30-30 got this graphic. It says, the Lord will cause people to hear his majestic voice and will make them see his arm coming down with raging anger and consuming fire, with cloudburst, thunderstorm, and hail. You know, I doubt that that's being preached on too much this Sunday morning, but we are living it. Whether it's being preached on or not, we're going to talk to you about it this morning, but we are living it in this nation. See, America, and this has a couple different applications, but America was hit with a storm these last couple days, a storm. Hurricane Helene ripped into Florida, causing massive damage there, shifted course a little bit east of Tennessee when it hit, and just ripped through Florida, knocked the power out in all of Georgia for the most part, and then it was just getting going. And the devastation that it has brought the devastation that's coming out, I want to show you some pictures this morning, over 60 dead, that's updated, the graphic I've got that I put together yesterday evening said 55, at least 3 million still without power as of yesterday. over 400 roads in western North Carolina closed. Okay? The quote here was, consider all the roads in western North Carolina closed. Some updates. Asheville, closed. No roads open into or out of Asheville, North Carolina. Accessible only by air. Downtown Chimney Rock is gone. Just gone. The buildings, the roads, just gone. Absolutely. I don't know if you've seen those pictures. And so we'll, Jason and I got a few pictures. We'll kind of roll through them just roads. And I mean, this is the water within 6 or 8 feet of power line. The traffic lights there. Multiple fatalities just in Buncombe County, North Carolina, and more than 60 people still unaccounted for in that county after the storm brought by Hurricane Helene caused widespread flooding and what officials are calling biblical devastation across the area. And boy, that term is being used by people all over the country now. More than 50 people stranded on the roof of the Unicoi County Hospital. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that right. But the county hospital in Irwin, Tennessee, I saw some video of that. 50 of them had to go to the roof. They were rescued after rapidly rising waters from Helene made evacuation impossible Friday morning. And so you just can't cover all the headlines. But Asheville devastated after historic floods hit Helene. Now, the day before, Atlanta was. I saw some videos out of Atlanta. There were news reporters having to rescue people because of the floods in Atlanta. Atlanta had record floods. Remnants, when they were hitting North Carolina, 30 inches of rain. That's about 4 months worth of rain in 3 days. Okay? 4 months worth of rain in 3 days. Never happened before. I saw reports that said even the floods back, I think they had the last devastating floods were in 1912. These kicked those just right out of the record book. Some of the roads, hit these next one, Jason. A couple of these are just a couple of the roads that are gone. Interstate 40, which is a major interstate, at the North Carolina-Tennessee border, gone. The road's just gone, slid right off, just washed away. Roads, bridges, the devastation. And, you know, when you click on the news, this is like page four, page five stuff today. It really is. Homes that are gone. Pigeon Forge devastated. I saw a video this morning, Pigeon Forge. You know, houses still floating by. Homes. And it's not just there. I mentioned and show these pictures of the devastation there in Pigeon Forge and Asheville and Chimney Rock that's gone and stuff. But see, it's like that in Florida, there at the Panhandle. Complete neighborhoods gone. Farms. I talked to one local guy there in Wyoming. His dad lives right there where the eye came across. Had a huge pecan farm. Had. Because the trees are gone. So we're seeing that all through the South. Talk to family. I've got family in Savannah, Georgia. Trees down on vehicles. Vehicles destroyed. Power still out. Homes, farms. I saw another thing this morning. Bee farms. Hey, we had water over the roof. All the honeycombs were gone. We lost all the bees. Think about the impact of that to this nation, to the food supply, not just the bee farms, but multiple farms down there, just underwater. Trucking companies, transportation companies, server companies, computer companies that were down there that are no more. And so you're talking about not only production, but distribution of goods affected as well. Oh, it's a storm. Let's go to Nahum. saw this graphic, wanted to share this scripture from Nahum. Nahum 1:3 says, He, meaning God, displays his power in the whirlwind and the storm. The billowing clouds are the dust beneath his feet. Now, you know, we think that, oh, the billowing clouds, how beautiful that is when you have a beautiful sunrise or sunset, but it's in the storm as well. A couple more pictures here, just devastation. Wanted to share it with you this morning. Had to dig to get these out. They're not on the news. Many of us saw some of the videos, some of the homes floating by, the bridges, saw one, a helicopter rescuing firemen off of a fire truck that had slid down. Let's back up one more, Jason. We'll back up one more from that. I've got a scripture here in Psalm 148. There we go. Again, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. We see it in the scriptures. That's our job, to share these with you. And then in the aftermath, I wanted to include this, couple deals here. Electric vehicle fires caused by saltwater flooding. Florida officials warning of fires after electric vehicles exposure to saltwater during Hurricane Helene. U.S. Department of Energy says there's more than 250,000 registered electric vehicles in Florida. Storm surge from the Gulf of Mexico combining with lithium-ion batteries in vehicles has proven to be a recipe for disaster. And we brought this to you a couple years ago when the same thing happened. Florida agencies reporting numerous fires in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Photos and videos from the Tampa Bay area showing the aftermath of highly combustible batteries after being exposed to salt water, leaving homes damaged and cars destroyed. Now, we've seen this with the Chargers, but I mean, it's one thing if your vehicle's flooded and it's totaled and you can't use it anymore. It's another thing if it's flooded and then it catches fire and burns your house down. It's wake-up calls. These things that, oh, these are saving the environment. No, they're bringing destruction. Even after a devastating hurricane and storm. Folks, we encourage you, keep our people down there in prayer. This is not a weekend fix in the South, and it's not just Florida, but Florida and Georgia and Alabama and South Carolina and North Carolina and Tennessee and Kentucky. And there's still, that storm is still working its way up north. I saw a picture this morning of the tornadoes that it's spawning. It is God doing his best to wake people up, putting it out there to wake people up. And you know, we read through the Old Testament many times, God would bring storms and things in the physical that were just, they were just pointing to what was coming in the spiritual. And this Helene storm that's hit America is just a drop in the bucket regarding the true storm that is hitting America. Well, remember our network website. We'll show you this real quick. SFAWBN.com. The Newswire is there, the broadcast schedule. And if you've got current events and breaking news, and we're getting quite a bit of stuff in, so continue to send it. But you can email it to jason@sfaw.org, and we'll do our best to put it up there and post it and share it. And talking with the remnant, they're pulling things down from there and sending them out. And so that's a good thing. It's a great way to share what we really don't see many times in the mainstream media. Romans 1:28. We've certainly talked about this. It again is just all too common in our society. But the Bible says, furthermore, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, he gave them up to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. New Testament. Okay. not really defining sin, but telling you what sin is right there. And we've seen this depravity of mind, whether it's in governors that have given up the natural for the unnatural, or those in the sports field. And that's what caught my attention. I saw this yesterday. I thought this was quite interesting. We've seen all this transgender and men claiming to be women and participating in women's sports. And even in the school, at the high school, college level. But it seems like maybe a little more common sense is starting to come back in. Okay. So I wanted to share this with you. Boise State women's basketball. Now, Boise State's pretty high up there. They're pretty popular, pretty big university. Boise State women's volleyball forfeits a match against a team with a male player. The whole team came up. We talked about this on coffee yesterday morning and said, nope, we're not going to do this. We're not. And we're not going to participate. And see, it's a start. It's not the end, but it's a start. It's like belief. Belief is not the end. Belief in God and Jesus is not the end. It's the beginning. It's a new beginning. And I think we're seeing a new beginning in some of this, a little more common sense coming in. Saw this quote, wanted to share it from Riley Gaines. Says, again, Boise State forfeited their match against San Jose State, taking the loss. While no official reason was given, the cause is clear. San Jose State has a male posing as a woman on their team. Kudos to Boise State. Good stuff. See, that's good stuff. A little more common sense. It's like, yes, that's what should happen. You should say, listen, we're not, that's cheating. We're not going to participate in that because it's cheating. Okay? How about a little more common sense? Disney bloodbath. That was the headlines. I didn't make this up. A Disney bloodbath. Boy, that's a couple words you don't usually hear together. Latest round of layoffs hitting hundreds of Disney corporate employees. Another estimated 300 people affected by the layoffs. Started Tuesday, continuing this week, continuing through next week. All employees in the U.S., legal, human resource, finance, communications. Man, I thought Disney was making money hand over fist. But more? We've been seeing them laying off people, cutting more and more. Yeah, well, this is the latest they did. I hadn't even heard about this one. Disney flop, The Acolyte. It was one of the latest Star Wars offsprings that they've come up with. Can you hit that next screen there, Jason? I got this graphic for it. Disney flop, The Acolyte, cost nearly $250 million. This was the latest Disney. It's already been canceled. Disney Star Wars backstory farce streaming. This one was about lesbian witches created everything or something. To the creation of all the Star Wars stuff. Lesbian witches that Disney tried. That was the latest flop. Lost $250 million on it. Good. Good. But see, that's the stuff that they're trying to cram down our throats. And it just ain't working anymore. Right? Remember, like we started out, praying the pistol prayer, let the DC sorcery cease. See, we're seeing that prayer answered. We're seeing that these things that used to work, that used to work to push this sin and stuff down the people's throats, and to make them accept it, and to make them tons of money, that formula's not working anymore. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because people are waking up. And I can tell you, Remnant, it's because you're praying. Because the Remnant is praying for that very thing to happen. And the more ungodly it gets, the more... And the more that the godly are praying, those people on the fence, a lot of them, now some of them jump on over the fence and embrace it. You can't do anything about them. But a lot of them that are sitting on the fence, when they see more and more of this filth, and they see Disney on and on and on, and I just use that as an example, they turn away from it. it turns them off. It's like, you know, I don't want anything to do with that. Again, it's a beginning. It's not the end. It's like belief. It's a beginning. It's a start to push, that's pushing people away from this filth. And you know, when you're, we've said it before, but we have to remember, when you're turning away from evil, you're turning in the right direction. A couple more slides for you. I see we're about out of time. And I wanted to share this, a little more common sense as well. President Trump says he met with Zelensky. And this was a quote. He said, "It's time for the Ukraine war to end." This was a quote. This is what he told Zelensky. And he thanked Zelensky for defending him during the Ukraine impeachment hoax. A little more common sense. See, a little more common sense. Hey, we're all about, you know, defending somebody against a bully. But you got to have an end in sight, right? And so I wanted to share that with you as we're wrapping up. Just a little more common sense. I have to think all is not lost, okay? And I want to close out. Last scripture this morning that I've got for you, Ezekiel 36:37. Ezekiel 36:37 says, "Thus says the Lord Yahweh, for this, moreover, will I be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock." See, he says, I will allow you to do this. I will let you ask me for men. Now, if we ask, or if we ask, that's up to us. That's in Ezekiel. I think we see about the same thing there in Paul's letter to Timothy, right? When he says, pray for all men. God desires on pray for all men and kings and those in authority. God says, I will allow you to ask me for this. And you know, when we ask of God, he delivers. He really does. He does not fail. Well, Remnant, that's all the time we got. Stay tuned with us. We got a great morning for you. We've got a Timeless Pulpit Truth for you by Pastor Peters coming up right now. Then Brother Zach's here with a live message right after that. I'm looking forward to that. So stay tuned. Thanks for joining us here at the end of September. Keep those affected by the storms in prayer. God bless. Thank you.
before Jesus Christ, the King of